I can talk to just a couple days ago when we're at the exclusion zone trying to get in at 27. Our matriarchs were there, and a couple of them said the same thing. You have children, we're doing this for your children. We have children, we're doing this for our children. Like, we can't eat money. I don't have a recipe for frying it or baking it, but we can eat our fish, our moose, our berries are out there, our medicines are out there, our clean water's out there. We have recipes for that, but we can't eat money. Money can be spent. Once you got it, it's gone. Then you want more. We just want to keep what we have. And under the uniform are the RCMP, are human beings. Last year with the conflict that was there, it was our matriarchs, our ladies, who went up there and said, you guys got a big pot of soup, you make sure they eat too. They're humans. Under that uniform, they are human. We can't be mad at each other personally. We need to, the decisions makers that make these terrible decisions is who the Wet'suwet'en need to talk to. I have a daughter that's RCMP. I have clan members that are RCMP. I have family that serve in the military, whether it be Air Force, Army, Navy. That's my family. My dad, Second World War veteran, am I going to go and burn the Canadian flag? No. Am I going to respect the uniform? To a certain point, but that's still my father under there. I'm named after him. I'm John Ritzdale Jr.